fourth Mission Impossible sequel ruled at the box office this past weekend. Did Tom Cruise really walk up that building in Dubai? Anyway, also at the malls, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, not exactly a holiday escapist fare. That film stars Daniel Craig as Swedish journalist Mikael Blomkvist, who, as the film opens, falls from grace, losing a libel case. He's then asked by retired industrialist Henrik Wenger, played by Christopher Plummer, to investigate the decades-old disappearance of Wenger's grandniece.
Someone killed her. Someone on the island that day. Someone close enough to know what she used to give me each year on my birthday.
The trail leads to a serial murderer who kills women in grisly fashion. Mikael, the journalist-turned-investigator, will need help. Enter computer hacker Lisbeth Salander, played in the American films by Rooney Mara, the girl with the dragon tattoo. The book of the same name is the first in the late Swedish author Stieg Larsson's Millennium Trilogy. The three books have sold some 65 million copies worldwide, been made into Swedish-language films, and now none other than The Social Network director David Fincher is bringing the first book to an English-speaking audience in the new film. So, grisly murders, sexual violence, outsider investigators. What's the attraction? Let's bring in here and now pop culture critic Renee Graham. Renee, great to see you as always.
Hi, Robin.
The New York Times review of the new movie starts with several paragraphs of complete rapture about Lisbeth Salander. A.O. Scott says her appeal arises from a combination of vulnerability and ruthless competence. Is she part of the draw? I mean, tell us more about that character and how she plays it.
I think she's the big draw for the books and for the movies.
The character is.
Absolutely the character. I mean, Rooney Mara is quite good in the role, but Lisbeth Salander is one of the more interesting creations of popular literature. She is in her early 20s. She's a computer hacker, quite antisocial, and just sort of goes about things in her own way, doesn't really get involved with the world, is very much a loner, but, you know, in her way is quite brilliant.
Well, we get that sense. In this scene we have from the David Fincher film, again, Lisbeth Salander, a computer hacker employed by an investigative agency. Now, originally, she's hired by Wenger's lawyer to investigate Mikael, the character played by Daniel Craig, before he is hired. So in this scene, the lawyer asks Lisbeth's employer what he thinks of her.
You like her?
Very much. She's one of the best investigators I had, as you saw from her report.
But?
She's different.
In what way?
In every way.
Tell us more of the ways in which she is different.
She has a mohawk. She has several piercings. She has a lot of tattoos. She is the girl with the dragon tattoo. But a lot of it comes from the attitude. She doesn't say much. It's a lot through her body language. She really sort of shuns people, but not in a way that she's shy. She just doesn't seem to like people very much. She deals with them as much as she absolutely has to. We've heard her employer talking about Lisbeth, and now we'll hear in this scene Lisbeth when she walks into the room, and we'll get a real sense of who this character is and how she operates in the world.
Something wrong with the report?
Oh, it was quite thorough. But I'm also interested in what's not in it.
There's nothing not in it.
Your opinion of him isn't?
He's clean, in my opinion.
You mean he's hygienic?
He's who he presents himself to be.
Your report is light in another area. His personal life. Anything you chose not to disclose?
Nothing that warranted inclusion.
A woman of few words.
Just the facts, ma'am. That's it. She gets to it. She cuts to it. There's not a lot of nonsense or chatter with her.
Well, Renee, these are very violent films. There are not one, but several rape scenes, a constant undercurrent of sexual violence. You say you've been on the train. You see women just, you know, deep in the books. What is drawing women to the books if they are so violent against women?
Well, just to give a little bit of background, the late author Stieg Larsson was very much a staunch defender of women's rights and often decried sexual violence against women. So he's created these books, and these books, the book was originally called Men Who Hate Women. Mm. So, you know, the subtlety isn't necessarily there. The issue is he tries to really have it both ways. There are several graphic scenes. Women are brutalized in this book. Later on, we hear things that happened to other women years earlier, and, you know, it's just the most horrific violence. They're decapitated, they're gutted, they're stoned. Okay. Now, having said that, he gets to have his cake and eat it, too, because in creating these characters, he also has Lisbeth Salander. She is the great punk avenging angel. She's the person who's going to get her way. She's the person who's going to take her revenge by any means or blunt instrument necessary.
So,
and that's the thing. That's the draw, I think, for a lot of women. Yeah. You know, I mean, and because in the movie she's one of the characters who's raped, she gets her revenge on her rapist. Right. Boy, does she ever.
Well, and that would differentiate it from the really tiring drumbeat of young girls that are murdered on television shows, you know, Law and Order, CSI. I mean, the clear message is if you're a young, pretty girl, don't even step outside your house, you know, because you'll be killed.
That is often a message. But and if this book had been completely about Blomqvist, you know, investigating these murders and solving everything, then I think it would be very, very different for people. It would be just another case of women being brutalized and the man being the big hero. Here you have, yes, women being brutalized, but you have this woman who's very small, slight build, who looks intimidating but physically is quite small, who's very much capable of handling herself and becomes, as I said, this sort of avenging angel for all women who've been taken advantage of and brutalized.
Let's listen to another scene. In this scene, Blomqvist comes to Lisbeth to ask her help, and he finds her, Lisbeth, in bed with her female lover, something else we learn about her. Let's listen.
Hi. You and I need to talk. I've got us some breakfast. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had some company.
Hey! Who do you think you are?
I'm the guy you know better than my closest friends do. Why don't you put some clothes on? Get rid of your girlfriend. We need to talk.
So, Renee, that will add another sort of layer of interest, I'm sure, to a lot of people. Like, well, okay, she may or may not be gay.
She isn't gay. I guess if you had to label her, she would be bisexual technically. But really, you know, I don't think that it's, you know, her relationships are standard in the way that we think of relationships. But then again, she isn't standard. I mean, you know, she needs sex. She finds someone to have sex with. Their gender is probably irrelevant.
Do we know her backstory? You say avenging angel. Do we know if, quote, unquote, I'm doing air quotes here, something happened to her?
We get a hint of her backstory in the first film. Blomqvist asks her a question about her background, and she says something in that very blunt manner, and it kind of shuts him down a bit because it's sort of shocking what she says. But yeah, there's a backstory. That, you know, she's this way for a reason.
Yeah, to be found out. So, Renee, we have the new Girl with a Dragon Tattoo from Social Network director David Fincher, but we have the three Swedish films. You've seen them all. Which do you prefer?
In terms of the Dragon Tattoo, I prefer the Swedish version. There's something about the characters that I found more appealing. It's not to denigrate what's done in the Fincher version, but there's just something in the Swedish version. Well, for one, they speak Swedish. That really helps. Because now in the Fincher version, it's all done in Sweden, and they're kind of speaking with vaguely Swedish accents, but it's very strange because no one's actually speaking, everyone's speaking English. But and I really like the actress who played Salander, a Swedish actress named Noomi Rapace. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. There's a real quality that she brings. There's something almost alien in the way that Rooney Mara plays her. But in the Swedish version, Noomi Rapace gives her, there's a very vague but potent humanity there that I think might be missing in the American version. But having said that, Rooney Mara is quite good.
Well, can we see the Swedish version? Can you rent it?
It's available everywhere. It's available. Most people, I think, have seen it because it's available in various streaming services, legal streaming services, but you can also rent and buy those movies.
Okay, so perhaps a comparison weekend, a Girl with a Dragon Tattoo film festival.
Right. You've had the Swedish version, you've had the books, and now you have the American version, which is essentially for people who neither read, neither books nor subtitles. So there you go.
Here now, pop culture critic Renee Graham on the intrigue of the late Stieg Larsson and the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Renee, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.